Welcome to Tard Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we will be studying Tehillim Mizmor Kuf Chaf Hei 125. We are continuing on our ascension up the steps of the Shirei HaMa'alos. This is a song for those who are Ba'alei Bitachon, people with trust in God. Bitachon is the recognition that Hashem is with us, and Hashem gives each of us the circumstances we need to be at our best. And as we elevate ourselves, we need that chizuk, we need that encouragement that we, those who have bitachon, are protected and will ultimately see all the good that they earned. Pasuk Aleph, Shir HaMa'alos, the Song of Ascents, Habotchim Ba'Hashem Kehar Tzion. Those who trust in Hashem are like Har Zion, Mount Zion. This is referring to Yerushalayim. Lo yimot le'olam yeshev, that will never falter, it will stand forever. Even though it has had its ups and downs, Yerushalayim is a city that the world looks towards. It's the city of strength. It's the city of eternity. It's the city where we always feel the presence of Hashem in that city. So too, one who has trust in Hashem is compared to that city. They will ultimately have strength. They will ultimately have eternity. And when you're with those people, you will feel the presence of Hashem, the Shekhinah, dwelling with them. Now we move on to Pasuk Beis. Verse 2, one of the most beautiful psukim. It begins by describing the topography of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim harim savivla. Yerushalayim is surrounded by mountains. And there's a reason for this topography. And number one, on a simple level, the mountains can surround and protect Yerushalayim. But there's more to this. V'Hashem saviv la'amo, and Hashem surrounds his nation, me'ata v'ad olam, from now until forever. The whole beauty of Yerushalayim, where you see from all angles, you see the mountains surrounding Yerushalayim, is to show us that just like Yerushalayim is surrounded 360 degrees with protection from the mountains, Hashem surrounds us, the Jewish people, with protection from each angle. And I think we can look at this furthermore. It's as if Hashem is hugging us. The Ba'alei Bitachon, those who trust in God, understand that wherever they are like Yerushalayim. We can feel that Shekhinah with us, and we can feel that hug from HaKadosh Baruch Hu surrounding us on all sides. Me'ata v'ad olam, from now until forever. It's not just something that we had in the past. It's not just something that we dream about in the future. It's something that we have in the present. And you can see it by the topography of Yerushalayim. And let's continue on to see the protection that Hashem gives the Ba'alei Bitachon, the people with Bitachon. Pasuk Gimel, verse 3. Ki lo yanuach shevet haresha al goral hatzadik. Hashem will make sure that the rod of the wicked won't affect the tzaddik. Meaning, even if the wicked rule for a long time, it won't be forever. Why? Lema'an lo yishluchu hatzadikim ba'avlasa yedehem. In order that the tzaddik won't get his hands involved in iniquity. Hashem wants to protect the Baal Bitachon, the one who trusts in God, the tzaddik, that if he's in a place where he's ruled by wicked people, it won't be for that long, because sometimes if it happens for too long, the tzaddik himself, says the Metzudas David, might be influenced by the wicked. And the biggest protection we need is that we shouldn't be like them. The biggest protection we need is to remain a Baal Bitachon, someone with trust in God. Rashi says this a little bit differently. He translates this verse. He says the reason God won't allow the Rasha, the wicked person, to rule over the tzaddik for that long is because the tzaddik doesn't involve himself with iniquity and corruption. And therefore, God will not let the tzaddik be in that environment with wicked people for that long. If you look at the first pasuk in all of Tehillim, Ashrei ha'ish asher lo halach ba'atzas rasha'im, praiseworthy is the person that does not walk in the path of the wicked. We have to decide not to walk in their path, But here, what the pasuk is telling us in this song is that Hashem helps the tzaddik. Hashem helps the good person so that he won't be influenced and will not gradually become like the rasha, like the wicked person who is in fact the most influential person in the community or in their culture. What this means is that it could be sometimes that the most difficult circumstances that we face are really ways that Hashem gives us to not assimilate and take upon ourselves the immoral values of the wicked people around us. And think in Golus, how many times we were exiled from one country to another country. And yes, it was painful every single time, but perhaps that is what kept us from not fully assimilating. Hashem makes sure that we will lo yimot le'olam yeshev, just like Yerushalayim will always have that strength, we too will not ultimately falter. And so, Pasuk Dalet, verse 4, Heitiva Hashem latovim. Hashem will do good for those who are good, for those who are really good, v'lisharim b'libosam, and to the upright in their hearts, whose hearts are really sincere. The Medrash says in the Medrash of Shochar Tov, the Medrash on Tehillim, that ultimately in Olam Haba, only the good will get good. Here, as we see in Tehillim 145 in Ashrei, Tov Hashem lakol. Hashem is good for all, for everybody. But in the Olam Ha'emet, the world of truth, we will see that only the Tovim, only those who are good, will get good. Pasuk Hey, in contrast, V'hamatim akalkalosam, and those who turn towards their perversion, those who fool people, says the Metzudas David, by pretending to be good, who look good on the external, on the outside, Yolicheim Hashem es poale oven, Hashem will lead them with the overt sinners. Those who are not really balei bitachon, those who really sincerely trust that God gives them what they need to succeed and to be the best that they can be. Those insincere people who do the mitzvos externally will eventually become degenerate like the sinners. They will be influenced by the sinners, and God won't help them or protect them so that they won't be influenced that way. So with time, they will follow in the ways of the sinners. And then the song ends, Shalom al Yisrael. There'll be peace for the Jewish people. Because when the wicked or the corrupt element is removed from the Jewish people, there'll be no one to disturb the internal harmony of the nation. And as we say this, we think we want to be the Botchim Bashem. We want to be those ones who do trust in Hashem, even though the truth is it's not always so easy to have bitachon. Every single day in Shmona Esrei, we say the following, except for Shabbos, Al ha-tzadikim v'al ha-chasidim Hashem, on the good people, the pious people, Yehemuna rachamecha Hashem Elokeinu, have so much rachamim, have so much mercy, v'sein sachar tov, and give that good reward, l'chol ha-botchim b'shimcha be'emes, to all those who truly trust in you. V'sim chalkeinu imahem le'olam, and make our portion amongst theirs. We want to be included in those who are botchim b'Hashem be'emes, that truly trust in Hashem. And then, v'lo nevosh, we will not feel ashamed, ki v'cha batachnu, because we have trusted in you. I want to end one more time with that vision of Yerushalayim and the mountains surrounding her. And I just love it because from just about every window in my home, I can see those mountains. As I'm recording this, I can also see those mountains. So those mountains can be a sign of protection. Hashem is giving us strength from every angle of our lives, at every point of our lives. It's as if Hashem is our bodyguard. But at the same time, those mountains represent a hug. When someone hugs somebody, they totally surround them with their arms. Feel the love, feel the support. And at the same time, when you look at those mountains, there are these little jagged edges, and it can look like a crown. And so when we have that feeling of bitachon, of trust in Hashem, not only will we velo nevosh, like we say in Shemona Esrei, that we won't be ashamed, but we will feel such pride, such royalty. Having bitachon is having a crown on our heads all the time. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmas, Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara, Bas Chaim Leib.